Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the Boys. We are back with another Minecraft episode. You guys have shown so much support for the first two, so I thought I would come back with a third. So today we are going to be talking about a server that I have completely just been engrossed in the past few weeks slash month, and that is the Offline Tea modded Minecraft server, which has some great people on it, like Michael Reeves, Offline TV and Friends, I should say, Valkyrie, Ludwig, Sykuno, Tubbo's on it, so many different fun people, and it's just, overall, it's a really fun server to watch, because so many people are doing so many completely different things. Toast is also on it. It's just, it's a great combination that makes it, really enjoyable to watch and really fun. So, you know, I'll just start off with that. So, I've been watching, I don't know how long the server has been kind of up and running, but I've been watching it a lot. I mean, because someone is usually pretty much always on, in some terms of doing something on the server. So, you know, I always try to tune in and to just try to kind of see what these different people are doing. And, you know, I don't know. It's just weird because there's so many different separate things that people are doing, and I love them all. You know, first, I'll start off with people who watch out. Michael. So, one of the main people I watch who plays in the server is Michael Reeves. We've talked about him before. First episode, actually. But he is just one of my favorite, I would say, YouTuber streamers in general. Just because he's genuine and he does a lot of cool, interesting stuff, you know. And just sinks a lot of time into things. So, yeah, he's one of my favorites. And, yeah, he's just kind of a crackhead. That's his brand. He's funny and he's smart in that way. And so, basically, they're playing on a modded Minecraft. So, modded Minecraft is Minecraft, you know, not vanilla Minecraft. There's a bunch of other different things you can do, like machines, magic, all of them. And I believe they're using the FTB Revelations mod, and that is the Feed the Beast Revelations mod. So, that is a mod where it basically combines a bunch of other mod packs to make pretty much just a mega mod pack. And it's insane. There are so many things you can do on it. So I've been watching Michael play a lot recently, and he's been doing a lot of stuff with code, you know, as you might imagine that Michael does. So basically, in the FTB Revelations mod pack, there's a section of it called Computer Craft, where you can make computers and you could code them to do all different things. So basically, it's just, there are these things called turtles in the game. So what you do is you code the turtles and then they combine for you. So he spent, not even on stream or even on YouTube, he's streamed it in now, but before he didn't, he just got so addicted to it, he's like, oh, I should probably stream this. He spent like 14 hours developing some kind of code that sends out this fleet of robots that, like, basically just strip mines the whole bottom of the map, which is just an insane process and must have taken so much time. I think he learned a new coding language for it, but just definitely an incredible thing to do, an incredible thing to watch. And I think he wants to train them to, like, drop TNT on people. I think that's his end goal. But trying to see him trying to, like, figure out the code out and do all that, it's right. Really fun.
I look out upon this beautiful Minecraft world, and I see, you know what I see? I see one little turtle here, right? And I flip a switch, and all of my mechanisms and machines and infinite reproducers and auto crafters and Emmy systems, they come alive, right? And that one little turtle, he steps out into this brave, beautiful Minecraft world. And he takes one step, and he gets sent in an ender chest or something. He gets sent 64 stack of his brothers, and he moves, and he sends out 64 of his brothers in this direction. And his 64 brothers go out into the Minecraft world, and they see that they have 64 of their brothers in their mind, and they split out, and they split their friends in this direction and this direction, and then they receive a stack each, and then they move in random directions and eat through the world like a virus, like worms eating through the mud. Imagine it spreading like a virus.
And it's fun to see him do that, and it's fun to see the end goal, because now, like, for example, there's like a lot of rivalries that start to develop. Well, I should actually go back a bit, because they are on the second version of this server. Well, you see, the first one got destroyed by Toast. So basically, the first one, more people slowly started joining. There was a group that joined at once, but I would say people started, the hours of people's time on the server started increasing at like a rapid exponential rate. So people would like first start off, and then as you got more and more into the game, you would stream more and more of it. So there was a point in like on the server where everybody's like technology levels were very different. And this is modded Minecraft, so it doesn't mean just someone has iron armor and someone has diamond armor. It means someone has iron armor and then someone has draconic withering armor and can fly. That's what that means, and basically can't die. So, yeah. So meanwhile, all these people are joining slowly and slowly, and then you have, you know, some people off doing different things, like Michael doing his computers all across the map, and then you had someone like Sidney out, who was formerly Nietri, I think that's how you say it, and she was doing like this astral sorcery magic, which I don't even know it was. I tried to tune in a few times, and she like was doing something with stars in this mod. There was a lot of magic to it. It was really interesting to watch, but definitely confusing as an outside viewer. But basically, Toast had spent a lot more time than others on the server, and he had been there from the very beginning. So he was like 10 times more technologically advanced than pretty much everybody. Like, literally, everybody. So, everybody was, like, just starting out. Or even if they weren't just starting out, they had, you know, some basic stuff. And, basically, Toast, his goal became, making a nuke. Yeah, there were nukes on this game and this mod. So, he decided to go make a nuke. And that was no easy task, because it wasn't just, like, you know, you put, like, 64 stacks of TNT in, you know, your crafting table. You would make a nuclear reactor and then blow up that nuclear reactor through, like, upsetting the power levels. A very long out and drawn process. But, like, it made a server so fun because there was just this threat. I think he announced it, like, maybe, like, a week before. He's like, Saturday, there's going to be a nuke.
Nope. I mean, I guess I live in this cave, but I mean...
Okay, Sykuno. I need to tell you something.
What?
You shouldn't be here next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Next Saturday. You should go visit your relatives far away.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, take the day off on Saturday, Sykuno. You know, go to the end of the Nether. Have yourself a nice vacation.
So basically, you got to watch the process of people trying to figure out how to stop him from nuking the server, or how to try to save their stuff. And then it was really fun also just watching Toast's point of view of him making this nuke and doing all these crazy things while people are trying to figure out at what point he was and how close the server was to full destruction as he was trying to nuke it. And he had this like whole base set up, this whole like system underground. It was crazy. And then you had someone like Tubbo, who literally decided to treat the server in a different way. So Tubbo, if you guys don't know, he is a prevalent member of the Dream SMP. So the Dream SMP, I've mentioned before, it is the SMP with kind of like Bursuit, Technoblade, Dream, Schlatt, Claggety, and a lot of the people, including Tubbo, where they've been playing for a while, and that has been a, you know, part of a big part of the rebirth, and just a big part of the rebirth in Minecraft in the past few months and weeks. Because obviously Minecraft will never die, but you know, there are always things that kind of spur it coming back, and the dream and the dream SCP was one of them. So Tubbo, he decided with his fan base from the Dream SCP, he wanted to kind of almost make a live tutorial on how to, you know, do modded Minecraft. Because if you've ever seen modded Minecraft, or if you ever even watch modded Minecraft, it's very, very intimidating, because there are just so many different mods, and it's so confusing. There are different power sources, different mobs. It looks like you start off and you're like, oh, like, what is this? I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get the hang of this. Just from an outside perspective. From an outside perspective. So his plan was like, you know, I'm just going to go in and I'm going to, you know, kind of make a tutorial on how to do this. So, and he did. And like within the first day, I think he had some automatic mining system that he already had risen to like one of the richest people on the server, just because he was so like productive in the first day, which is, it's funny because Tubbo, I think what he's, I've talked about him before, he's about my age, so like maybe even younger than me, and he somehow managed to rise to the top of the server of people who are all older than him within like 9 hours of playing, while these other people had been on the server for weeks and weeks. Yeah, he did, but then within the one day of him rising to the top, it was very close to Toast nuking the server. So there's one part where Lily Pichu also plays on the server, and it was Lily's and Michael's birthday. So they all had this like dinner in Minecraft together, and the whole time everybody's just staring at Toast. I watched it from Dubba's point of view, and everybody's just staring at Toast as he's sitting there with like the detonator for the nuke. And everybody thinks it's a detonator, and they don't know what's going to happen. Because he keeps talking about this fireworks show that has to happen. This, you know, this fireworks show. Definitely not a nuke. It's only a fireworks show.
What is going on? We need to run.
We need to run.
Toast is literally holding a detonator!
And thanks everybody.
He's literally holding a detonator! Now. He's
happy birthday, we love
you! Literally, everybody's just kind of watching with dis-ease. As they are worried he's gonna nuke the whole server. So yeah. So then the days winded down until it was Saturday, the day he said a week before that he was going to go and nuke the Minecraft server. So I'm like playing video games, right? And I'm like, oh shit, today's the day. And I like hop off my video games as quickly as I can. With no regard from like the level I'm playing. I'm like, oh, I totally gotta play this. Or not play this, but watch this. So I got a Toast point of view. And like, it was crazy. He had managed to like set up a force field in the middle of all their creations. And he just blew everything to smithereens. But then it gets crazier, because the other town, the other players in the stream, they went and set up a another, you know, base somewhere else, and he blew that one
check
up too.
Inventory.
Yeah, I want to see the crater.
See the white feather?
Yeah, there's a nope. New, we have a new force field in town. What is that?
Hey, wait a second. The old place?
Wait,
yeah. Whoever's house this is.
Oh, my stuff. You know when I said, again? Where are they all going?
There's another nuke here. Wait,
why is there a second nuke over here?
Wait, what?
What is this?
But no, I don't know. I just think I don't want to just, you know, go fully into retelling everything that happened, because you should just go and watch, you know, the videos people have made, or just the old VODs on Twitch or Toast streams on Facebook or any of that. But, no, like, I think that it's a really good change up for Minecraft. Because, I mean, there's still a bit of a recognizable formula to it. You kind of know what's happening in the way, you know, like, blocks, you know what the Nether is, you know what the Ender is, the Ender Dragon, you know, like, diamond is usually the best, and all of that. You know, ores, you know, mining, like, simple stuff like that, you know, mine wood to make a crafting table. But it's this added aspect on top that just makes it very unique. It really puts a different spin on it that makes it just enjoyable. And I think that's the reason that it's fun. You get to, I don't know, see Minecraft through a different lens. And it's not just one different lens, it's like hundreds and hundreds of different lenses. Because you have, you know, Michael Reeves making his robot army. You have Toast making two nukes to figure out how to nuke the server. You have Christopher Yee, who's someone else on the server, and he was trying his hardest, streaming hours and hours and hours to figure out how to try to stop the nuke. However, it was unsuccessful. And then you have Tubbo, who's just getting started, trying to make a tutorial, trying to show people how it's done. And then you have Lily Pichu, who's just trying to make like a pretty house. You have Sidneon, who's doing astral sorcery or whatever. There's so many different lenses, but at the same time, everybody comes together to make that interaction funny. My last Minecraft episode was all about why Minecraft SMPs in general are successful and why they do well. And the reason for that, I mean, again, like I said last time, is the interactions. But this brings it to a different level. I mean, in the Dream SMP, there has to be a lot of acting that goes on. I mean, let's be straight with it. Yeah, there is. Everybody's very overly dramatic. Everybody's kind of, you know, gasping and doing this. And, like, they kind of create discourse among each other. Because they have to. I mean, because people have seen Minecraft so many times. Everybody at some point in their life has watched Minecraft. There's no way you haven't watched Minecraft. It is then when you add another layer on top of it. You know, a different way to look through it. That you can get more out of it. You get this different sense, the different interactions can happen. You can't have someone nuke a town or nuke this server in Minecraft. You can't have two people trying to, you know, make different codes to make the first robot army in Minecraft. You can't have blood magic. It gives it this whole new aspect and a whole new fun. Because, you know, Minecraft, it's so fun when it was just, like, discovering things. When you would look for, you know, find out how to trade with, you know, with the villagers. Find out how to trade, you know, with the new pigmen in the Ender for the first time. I know I got the name wrong, probably. I don't know, there's something more official. Figure out how to spawn the wither, all of that. Figure out, like, find one of those woodland mansions. When you first did that, it was so great. But then, you know, after a while, that starts to get boring. And, you know, either can bring more... Like, for example, one of the ways that the Dream SMP is kind of, you know, upgrading, per se, is they're kind of switching the personalities on the server. They're kind of turning it anew. And, you know, bringing in new and different people and whitelisting them. Like, I recently saw, I don't know if I didn't watch it, but they brought Laserbeam onto the server and Vicstar, which are, you know, two definitely, like, very popular YouTubers. So they brought them in, and I think it was Carl who gave them all a tour.
Tommy, what? I heard that. I heard you say you wanted to stab me in the face on your stream yesterday. I heard that. It was really nice.
I mean... Yeah, I did say that a lot.
It's just you're really so nice to me in like Twitter DMs, Tommy. Why you got to be so mean to me on your stream, Tommy?
Oh. Hey, Vic. Vic, how do we eradicate him?
And you know, you have 10 times more interactions with there, or you know, Ninja went on before. Those new interactions are what bring out the new content. But with the mod in Minecraft, it's the new people. You can do it more solely. I mean, obviously you get the, you know, people to people interactions, but you kind of get people discovering things. Those are the new interactions you get, which make it very good and which make it a very enjoyable thing to watch. And everybody can do totally different things. You don't even have to be, like, on the same team or anything. You don't have to be anywhere near related, like, in what you're doing. But you can still have bits and different things like that. Like, Toast Bit in, like, the new version of the server is, like, he's senile after he nuked the last one. He's, like, this, like, old, like, you know, war-torn man who, I don't know, is just now, you know, scarred for life. It's fun because there's so many different, there's a whole new array of possibilities which make it very good. And I think if I keep talking, I'm going to get very repetitive to the last one, but I'll definitely keep you updated more. And, you know, maybe we have more in the future, because I've always really wanted to do an episode on Technoblade, because I think he is extremely funny and a great Minecraft streamer. So maybe that's in the future. So, for now, I just want to give you guys a huge, huge, huge thank you. We are already over 1,000 plays on this podcast. Over 1,000 plays. And I have another podcast, which I still do for fun, and it's still fun. But, like, I've done it for a year now. And I think it reached 1,000 plays after, like, 40, 45 episodes. And this podcast has reached 1,000 plays in, like, I think, like, 16. Something like that. And I am just utterly, I don't even have words. Because, you know, I thought there would be a crowd. I know I always say this. And there was. And that makes me just very happy. And I'm really glad you guys have been enjoying the Minecraft episodes. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And I'm going to keep putting more and more effort like I have been. And just thank you guys for being there. I really, really appreciate that. I hope you guys like this one. I'll see you guys soon.